Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
The first half of the show is just going to try and get everyone to breathe deeply after a crazy couple of days on the markets. And the person I turn to first on those days is Craig Bolanos from Wealth Management Group. Craig, you almost had to sense that I was going to call you today, my friend.
John, the spidey sense was tingling because after five straight weeks of financial devastation, I thought it was time we discuss this market again because, no, I don't want anyone to panic. Panic is not a strategy, but there's definitely things that investors of all forms need to be aware of today.
All right, so what is it? I mean, because, look, does it depend on how far you are away from retirement? Is it opportunities here? Is it stay the course? I mean, I guess I'm just asking a bunch of far-wielding questions that it just depends on where you are in life right now.
Well, that's right, John. I think all of those would be good, but we don't have an hour in this part of the segment.
Right.
So, you know, I think everyone needs to really understand what's important about money to them at this stage in the game. So let's focus on things we can control. First, the easy stuff. We talk about it time and time again on your program, John. If we are years and years from retirement, this is likely a massive buying opportunity. People have been buying the dips for a very long time. I think we can buy the dips here. People should be focused on that. But in the same vein, maybe somebody has money that they're going to need for the fall college tuition. August is coming up. We're already partway into May, aren't we, John?
Right, we are.
Well, for those investors, if they didn't do what they should have done, which is already have some safe money on the sidelines, it's never too late to get there, especially if money's going to be needed 3 to 4 months from now. So I think people should take a look inside their portfolio. I think they should cull out the weaker investments and really start to rebalance. But the bottom line, John, is lots of destruction. Lots of negativity, but you said it in your opening salvo when you went over your numbers. Lots of demand, lots of retail spending, still doesn't feel like a recession. It's a mid-cycle slowdown paired with a market correction. That's what we've got.
When you say buy the dips, I feel like a lot of people sit there going, okay, I'm going to wait for the bottom. And I feel like that is a guessing game. That's not a strategy, as you'd say. There are opportunities if you have some money on the sidelines that's just sitting there not doing anything. You don't have to try and time this sucker out. You can continue to put some money in at a reasonable pace, right?
No, we can absolutely. Whether you want to call it dollar cost averaging in your 401k, whether you're an investor, we talk about using wide scale, buying shares over time at different prices for an accumulation point. But I think people should focus on what to buy today, John. Just because things are on sale, just because a stock is cheap, doesn't mean it's going to get cheaper. And the market has permanently, for the time being, maybe permanent's a strong word, we have repriced risk.
Right.
So if you are looking to average or buy into stocks that don't have any earnings, please don't do it. That doesn't make any sense. The PE, the price-to-earnings ratio, really matters today, and I think the psychology of this market for the remainder of the cycle will be a focus on quality, quality, quality. So make sure that shopping list is full of companies or packaged products that are invested in quality companies. Gone are the days of the stay-at-home stocks that have no earnings. They've been taken into the wood chipper and placed in the burn pile. I still wouldn't touch them.
Right. We had a text, and this will be our last question before you've officially brought my blood pressure down, Craig. I was in for John Williams in the Winter's Business Lunch today. We had someone from the 630, a woman at the age of 60, and she still contributes to her 401k, which is great. She says she's still a few years away from retirement, plans to live a long, healthy life. Her husband's trying to tell her to stop contributing to the 401k and put it into savings. And that sort of made me jittery a little bit because I feel like this is what these markets do to people. They start to make them think a little strangely about stuff.
Now, I think we don't want to overreact. But, you know, John, I mean, it was just last week or the week before, you had a great segment on the concept of I-Series savings bonds.
Yep.
Right? So I would tell somebody, if they're worried about investing right now, there's nothing wrong with redirecting some of their capital into a safe money strategy like Series I savings bonds. But for this caller in the 630 area code who's 60, who is not retiring tomorrow, I can't think of any better solution than to be making periodic payments into my 401k, hopefully getting a company match, and buying great companies of America that are going to pay you rising dividends, because ultimately we all need cash flow in retirement, and stocks that pay dividends have just gone on sale. I think we need to stay focused on the end game, so keep putting into that 401k.
Craig Bolanos, Wealth Management Group, invest with WMG.com. Always great to talk to you, my friend.
Thanks, John. Make it a great night.